You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Here comes the heat, and getting sick from it is sneaky and can be deadly. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look for.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, like heat stroke, and it can happen fast, which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat. Or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible. You could see stars, blackout, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Stay cool. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Keep an eye on your pets and their paws as well, because hot pavement can burn them. The extreme heat forecasted for Wisconsin over the weekend could create conditions for pavement buckling. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says it's difficult to predict if pavement will buckle. They remind motorists to slow down, buckle up, and focus your full attention on the roadway. Watch for slowing traffic and be ready to move over for all roadside workers, including highway crews as they repair damaged pavement. Report any serious pavement issues by calling 911. And check 511wi.gov for travel conditions before you hit the highway. 24 people will be out of a job when HiPro closes its Berlin plant on August 16th. According to a warn letter sent to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, the machine parts manufacturer based in Waterford is consolidating operations due to, quote, unforeseen business circumstances. And it's permanently closing the Berlin facility. 4 salaried and 20 hourly workers will lose their jobs. The deadline for a new budget is growing closer, and the most recent hearing was canceled. The Joint Finance Committee nixed their hearing yesterday, not long before it was set to start. They were supposed to discuss Wisconsin's outdated prisons. Lawmakers and the governor agreed that Green Bay Correctional Institution needs to close. They were also set to take up the budgets for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. The deadline is looming. If a budget isn't signed by June 30th, funding levels will stay at the same as the last budget until a new one goes into effect. That impacts the budgets for school districts, cities, towns, and counties across Wisconsin. With all the back and forth with the Joint Finance Committee and budget discussions, there is some good news for New Wisco in the budget talks. The Joint Finance Committee voted this week to add 42 assistant district attorneys statewide, 7 of which will be assigned to Brown County to help alleviate a huge backlog of cases. The Shawnee and Menominee County Joint Office will get 2 new ADAs, and Outagamie and Manitowoc counties will each get 2 new ADAs. A new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum has found that Wisconsin gets less funding per resident from the federal government than almost any other state. The report, based on 2022 federal tax data, found that Wisconsin ranked 41st in the country for the amount of federal funding received per resident. In total, the state received an average of a little less than $15,000 of federal funding per resident. While Wisconsin ranks towards the bottom of that list, experts are still warning that further federal budget cuts could have significant impacts on our state. Over 82,000 Wisconsinites have added emergency contact information to their Department of Motor Vehicle records. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says this new program was created under the To Inform Families First law signed by Governor Tony Evers in 2023. The goal is to help law enforcement authorities connect with emergency contacts faster in the event of a serious crash. The emergency contact information can be added on the DMV's website and is only accessible to law enforcement authorities. A lot of people look forward to the independence of getting a driver's license, but did you know that a large segment of Wisconsin's adults don't drive? Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A third of Wisconsin's population doesn't drive, and that number is expected to grow. To address the issue, the state's Department of Transportation is taking action. There was a gathering last week of what's called the Non-Driver Advisory Committee. It's comprised of advocates, service providers, and government officials, and they discussed how new technology and community partnerships can improve access for non-drivers. Most of Wisconsin's non-drivers include seniors, students, people with disabilities, and low-income individuals.
The United States Women's Disc Golf Championship is in Manitowoc this weekend. Over 300 women ranging in age from 10 to 65 will compete in 19 divisions by flinging flying discs into baskets. The competition goes through Sunday. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers face the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and the Twins at Target Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers with a win over the first-place Cubs yesterday, 8-7. The wind blowing out at Wrigley. Home runs by Reese Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, Isaac Collins. Pat Murphy was pleased.
Our guys, you know, they got out to a good lead. Swing the bats great today with authority. A lot of hard contacts and great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team.
Boys high school baseball, Muskego with a 5-4 victory over Badger to win the Division I title in the WIAA state tournament at Fox City Stadium. New Berlin Eisenhower 5-4 over Seymour in Division II. Kenosha St. Joe's got past Kewaunee 3-2 in Division III. And Division IV won by Johnson Creek with a 5-0 shutout over Pinelli. NBA Finals Game 7 in Oklahoma City coming up Sunday night. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night 108-91. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More big returns are expected at the box office this weekend, and there's a little something for everyone. If you're looking for something in a nice post-apocalyptic shade, check out the latest from the 28 Days franchise called 28 Years Later. The film is highly anticipated as original director Danny Boyle is back at the helm. Pixar's new film Elio also opens this weekend. It's the story about a space fanatic who tries to make connections with alien life forms to overcome an intergalactic crisis. That sounds even ambitious for a movie character. Elio is a nice family film rated PG, and for what it's worth, PG movies are crushing this summer. Elio is pulling in a very respectable 86% on the tomato meter. And finally, if you're in the mood for what appears to be a terrible movie, check out Bride Hard, starring Rebel Wilson and Anna Camp. Just about 10 reviews in, and Bride Hard is pulling low 20 percentile. Mercenaries take a wedding party hostage, not knowing the maid of honor is a secret agent. I see where this is headed. Let's go to the movies. No superhero movie will go into production without a finished script. Sounds like a no-brainer, but it had to be said. That is a declaration in the DC Universe by CEO James Gunn. Gunn says the movie industry is dying due to this very practice. Gunn, who's also made movies at Marvel Cinemas, says they are guilty of it too. The Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy director-producer says it's not that people don't want to see movies, it's just that studios make unfinished scripts. Everything starts with the script. Well, NBC tried to make a case for a Night Court reboot, and it was an okay idea for 3 seasons, but will not see a fourth. The original Night Court ran for 9 seasons in the 80s and starred Harry Anderson. Melissa Rauch took over behind the bench for the new iteration and said recently producers shopped the reboot to other networks after NBC canceled it in May. According to Variety, the show premiered in 2023 to excellent ratings and was almost immediately renewed, but the ratings dropped off fast and hard. Tough biz. Will Smith was supposed to be the lead in Christopher Nolan's Inception. Nolan ultimately went with Leo DiCaprio in the mega hit because Smith said he just didn't get it. The star of Independence Day, an occasional batterer of Oscar MCs, says he just did not understand the plot and that alternate universe stories do not pitch well. Smith has also turned down movies like The Matrix and Django Unchained and told Variety it hurts too much to talk about. DiCaprio is actually Christopher Nolan's third choice to play the lead in Inception, saying he first went to Brad Pitt. Actress Mia Sara came out of retirement recently to work with director Mike Flanagan in The Life of Chuck, which is currently in theaters. The 57-year-old actress, while making the rounds through the press, recently recalled her time on Ferris Bueller's Day Off and said it was a blast. Her favorite scene? The parade scene where Ferris sings Danke Schön and Shake It Up while she and Cameron share dialogue. Sara recently said she only comes out of retirement to work with Mike Flanagan. Come on. Come on, Mia. You should work more. I mean, seriously. Shake it up. Is this mic on? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers and thunderstorms possible early, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun and warm today with highs near 80. An isolated shower or storm possible late tonight, warm and muggy with lows near 70. Hot and humid this weekend, highs in the low to mid 90s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.